Rashi says there are those that say this way and those that say that way. But if you look at the Rashi, what does it say? It says, Yesh our teachers would say that he'd even be a greater tzaddik. V'yesh darshim, or whatever the lashon of the Yesh, and there are others. It doesn't say Rabotenu. Where is it harder to keep Shabbos? In Borough Park or in Siberia? You know, I mean... You know, I mean, like, he goes, what is it? Oh, some kind of, oh, but if he lived here, you think he'd be such a... I'm like, what is this? And if you look at the Rashi, that's what I'm sure it says. As our teachers would say that he'd be the greatest tzaddik, and there are others that say. It's mamash. But in yeshiva, they never, like, it always like, there are those that say this and those that say that. But it's not what it... Look at the Rashi. It's unbelievable.
They emphasize much more
the first
that he wasn't such a saint. Yesh me'avaseinu also l'shvach. Yesh also but doesn't say the Rosenu by the gnai.
Right.
The Rosenu, you want to be a rabbi, you want to be a yid.
You want to be somebody that you should follow. Is the ones? Isn't that amazing?
This is actually exactly what we're talking about tonight. So you could just give the shir, hold my stuff. That's exactly the Torah that we want to say tonight.
Rabbi used to say that the will tzadikim on the rebbeim. Florida, not in New York.
It's very easy to be Jewish in New York, but who's going to Florida in the desert?
Yeah.
Taka. Not in the desert, in the beach.
I remember San Francisco, maybe, but...
San Francisco,
you know,
okay,
San Francisco,
yeah.
Florida.
Wow. We're on fire tonight. Mamash, on fire. Baruch Hashem. Well, first I have to thank Ilan Mamash opening up our hearts. Taka. It's good to get back to the Negunim of Rav Shlomo.
Yeah.
It's a different level.
It's black and white.
Mamish. I'm fine just like turning it off right now. We did the Torah, let's get back to the guitar, Mamish. But then the Rebbe wouldn't be happy.
Yeah,
the Chosenberger. So the Maisa learning should be in Tzchus. First of all, thank you, Rabbi Lan. Thank you. And Shkoah for everyone for coming. I know everyone's busy with the Yankees
or
not the Yankees.
It says in the schedule Thursday.
And I told them to change it. But we'll see what that. We'll see what
it was. We get emails from
them. Yeah, no, we'll see.
Yeah, that's us, but maybe other people are
saying we'll see.
Negotiable.
We're going to see. It depends on a lot of things. Tuesdays, Thursdays.
I have to change my on call because I'm on call every Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll know by, I think, by Wednesday or Tuesday. Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday. We'll figure it out.
I'm on call every Tuesday night.
Okay.
Thursday
night's
free, so just
start because you have
tomorrow. Email me.
Yeah.
Just tell us when to show up and we'll be there.
Please go to mitzvahs. So we're going to say your Torah. Your Torah is actually, I believe he quotes Rav Yitzchak Vorka, but we'll get there. So this Torah from the Chosenberg Rebbe on page 1 is from Shabbos Kodesh, Friday night, 1970. Okay. You're talking about 24 years after the war, 25 years after the war. And he's talking an incredible, incredible pasuk. Before we get to the Rebbe's Torah, just to talk a little bit about Noach. Everyone says Noach was this, Noach was that. If you actually look at what Noach did, the whole world is collapsing in front of him. And it doesn't matter who, okay, compared to Avram, this and that. Beautiful. Can you just imagine being the one person, just staying true to who you are, and to do it in a moral way? The Netziv has such an incredible Torah. Last week we started with the Svarno, so we can tap in from a non-Chassidish Svarno as well, which is also, they're also Chassidish. I didn't give you the Netziv, but the Netziv writes, but when the dove comes back to the table, right, after the Mabul, the dove comes back, the dove comes without anything in his mouth. The Pasuk says in Ches Yod, Yodov, Yikachev, Ayavai, Oso, Elav, Elateva. Right, the dove, she came back with nothing in her hand. What happens? Noach goes out and brings the bird in. And the Tziv asks, why didn't the dove just fly in? Why did Noach have to bring her in? So the Tziv says there's such an incredible thing. He says that the dove felt bad that she didn't have anything to bring back. She felt that maybe that her master wouldn't want her. So Noach, because he had this ability of Ayin Tov, of always wanting to care for others and to looking for the positive in others, went out to be able to go get her and said, dove, just because there are no results doesn't mean I don't appreciate your efforts. And that's why he brought her back in. And this is exactly what he says, the whole Torah, how Noach really starts off. The Pasuk says in Zion Bez, Noach runs into the table because of the Mabel. Rashi famously quotes, Peish Rashi, Af Noach mitane emuna haya. Mame ve'eno mamin shiyavo Mabel. Right? Even Noach, he believed and he didn't believe that the Mabel would come. V'lo nichnas l'teva ad shedichu ha'mayim. And he didn't go into the teva until the waters forced him. So the Rebbe at the closing bar asked, what do you mean he didn't go into the teva until the waters forced him? He just told you he was an ish tzaddik tamim. How can you tell me that now? How can Rashi say that he was lacking in faith? But two psukim later, you tell me that he was mektani amuna. But you just told me he was a tzaddik. But which one is it? So if you want to get really chassidish, which is I think what we're doing tonight, reading another Rashi. So the Rav Yitzchak of Vorka says you have to read it like this. What does it mean? Af Noach mitane munahaya. You have to read it. You have to put the comma, not where the article puts it. You have to put the comma after Af Noach mitane munahaya mamin. Even Noach mitane munahaya mamin. And he believed even in the non-believers. He believed even in the Jews who didn't look like they were going to come. Who didn't look like they were going to be able to come on a Tuesday night. Because there's a Yankee game happening. And even if... No one. The Kedushas Levi says, you want to know why Noach wasn't successful? And he didn't daven? Because he didn't believe in himself. He didn't believe in his field. Kedushas Levi says this. Kedushas Levi's yard said, we just sang his niggin.
That's
his niggin.
We see the proof by him waiting till the waters...
Oh, but the closet Rebbe said, the Rebbe wants to say the opposite. The Rebbe doesn't want to say, Gachas Hashem, anything bad against him. I don't think the Kedushas Levi is saying anything also. I think Noach believed, the Kedushas Levi is saying Noach believed in everyone. It's just he didn't believe in himself to daven.
Right.
But here, Rav Yitzchak Vork is saying, Af Noach mitan emunah haya, it's not talking about Noach himself, it's Af Noach, even Noach, comma, mitan emunah haya mamin. He believed even in the small people. He believed even in the small people. And that's what the Rebbe says. If you look in the second paragraph, we'll just do it outside because we don't have so much time. But he says here that why is it that he didn't go in Avram's ways? That he didn't go to try to be mefarsim HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. Why? Says here, because Adrabah, Noach didn't see the rishus in other people. He didn't see the gilui arayos in the stealing. And therefore, he didn't have to be able to go out and to tell everyone, because he didn't. He was always being melamed zchus. He was always being melamed zchus. Oh, there's a guy smoking on Shabbos? Oh, he probably didn't know you're not allowed to smoke on Shabbos. And that's what the whole vort is. That even up until he didn't go into the teva until the mabul forced him, because he honestly believed that people would join him. He honestly believed that everyone had good within them, and that's someone who has an ayin tov, someone who has a good eye, is constantly looking for the good in others, constantly looking for the good in every situation. It's much easier said than done, because sometimes we get hurt by different people in different situations, and it's hard. But Noach was on such a level. He was the Yeshme Rabbosinu, right? Who did the Rabbosinu learn from? They learned from Noach. Yeshme Rabbosinu, the Shadorshan, the Shvach. Who did the rabbis learn from? They learned from Noach. If you go to page 2 is another Torah I took from the Rebbe, but this is 14 years later, in Tashin Memdal, 1984. So he says in the opening pasuk, Ela tolos Noach, Noach ish tzadik hayatam. If you look in that pasuk, it says Noach twice. Who were the children of Noach? By the way, Noach was a tzadik. And these are the three children. Why tell me Noach twice? So there's a great sefer known as the Noam Megadim, who says, you want to know who the first child of Noach was? It was Noach himself. Because when someone grows and someone changes and someone tries to change a midah or learns a little more or is caring a little more, who's your first child? It's not your firstborn. It becomes you. You become a new person. You become a new Beriah Chadasha. Eli told us Noach, says Noam Megadim, who's the first child of Noach? Noach. It was Noach himself. That's not the word of the Rebbe. That's just my own parenthetical note. You could store it away, or if it's getting you to be distracted, you get back in it now. The Gembisha says in Pirkei Avos, Kol sharuach habruas Noach heimenu, ruach hamocham Noach heimenu. You ever wonder how you're doing in Hashem's report card? How's Ari Mirzov doing in Hashem's, and your report card in Hashem? How you doing? How's the Kiva Gold doing? How is Dr. Morris doing? How are we doing? You ever wonder?
All the time.
So the Mishnah says, Pasha, if people like you, and you're on good terms with other people, then you're on good terms with Hashem. Simple. Kol sheruach habrios noch himeno, ruach hamachem noch himeno. If people have a positive experience with you, then Kadosh Baruch Hu has a positive experience with you as well. And that's what he says here. Ela todos noach. Noach, what does that mean? To be Noach, it means that you're Noach in other people's eyes, that you're pleasant, you're comforting, you have chen in other people's eyes. Noach is the osios chen, Rav Shor says. Noach, when a person's restful, because he's always constantly looking for the good in others. He's always looking for the good in others. And that's what the Rebbe says, the fish hais ruach hamoch noach emeno, mikan shigam ruach hamoch hais noach emeno. You want to know how you're doing with it in a Rabbanu Shalom's eyes? Just look at your interpersonal relationships. Look how your family is doing. Your family is doing well. Your friends like you. For the most part, you're trying to do your best with them, and their bonus is by your side. So we did it. We said a lot tonight. We start off from Rabbi Shlomo, and Rabbi Stewie said, start for the Torah from the Rashi. It says Yesh Mir Rabbeinu Shadorshim LeShvach VYesh Shadorshim LeGnai. They're those from the rabbis who are dorish him to Noach to be. To be good, and there are those who also to say that he wasn't so good, but those rabbis learned taka from Noach, because Noach was at the end of the day he went out to greet the dove. Even the dove, the Nitziv says, who didn't come back with any results, positive results. He said, "No, you tried. Don't worry, come back in. Come in, come inside." Like my mother-in-law, when my daughter, my wife used to get like a 45 on a math test, she said, "Sweetie, you tried?" And my wife said, "Yes." Whether or not she tried or not, I'm not sure, but she said she tried. My mother said, "Okay, no problem. I'm signing the test." Someone who's able to always look for the good in others, see the good in others. And now is Noach. And that's why he didn't go until the Mabul came. Why? Because he honestly believed that everyone was good. Maybe you could say that's why he didn't daven for anyone or try to make a anyone, because he honestly believed everyone was good. Besides the Kiddushos, he said that he didn't believe in himself. The Rebbe, the closer Rebbe, says no, he firmly believed. He didn't go in until the waters forced him to. And that's exactly Eidah told us Noach. Right? Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, the report card. You want to know how you're doing in Rabban Shalom? That's Kosharuach Abrios Noach Himeno, Ruach Hamacham Noach Himeno. Right? Noach is the lashon of if pleasant. If you're good, if you're pleasant in creation's eyes, then you're pleasant in Rabban Shalom's eyes. I just wanted to end with a ma'isa. I was looking for a ma'isa for the Rebbe, and I saw this. The Chazmer Rebbe, he comforted everyone after the war. the broken Jews around him. You can just imagine, all the families are torn apart. It didn't make a difference to the Rebbe whether a Jew was from Hungary or from Russia or Poland or Lithuania or a chassid or misnaget, from or not from. Said the Rebbe, if you are a Jew, you're my brother. I will do everything that I can for you, the Rebbe would say. Overflowing with compassion and understanding, the Rebbe spoke with each survivor in gentle and pleasant tones. You are alive, he would say to them. He was able to find the right way to talk to every single individual. At the same time, the Rebbe told one survivor, even though none of our beloved ones had survived, Kadosh Baruch Hu is still alive and exists among us. He had the right words to say to every single person. I don't think there's a greater maisa to just to end off with this exactly. Noach is the osios chen, is the osios of seeing the good in others, to seeing, always looking for the good in every positive situation. So now as we go into the month of Cheshvan, where things look to be Mar Cheshvan, things to be looked at a little bitter. Shlomo used to say, Mar is Mar. Ram, it's the highness of Cheshvan. It's the highness. Don't look at it the bitter, it's Ram. Mar is osios Ram. To really to see that we're emistic of Jews. It's very easy, says the Alexander, to be good Jews in Elul and Tishrei. But when are we in Elul? Yeah, to elevate. Well, but when are we real Jews? It's very easy in Elul, Tishrei, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. Now, Emes is Mar Cheshvan. Ma is the Mem. Right, we say this every year. Aleph is Elul, Tishrei is tough. Mem is the Mar Cheshvan. To be emistic in our interpersonal relationships. And if we're emistic and careful with our Ben Adam Chavero, and it will be Zoycha to be Be'ez Hashem Emesik with our relationship with the Rebbe Hashem as well. The Ish Kodesh, we learning should be for the Ish Kodesh also is Yartzeit, the Shabbos, the Rishon, the Rebbe's Machlis is Yartzeit, Gimel, Rebbe Nachman Seish. We Zoycha Be'ez Hashem to learn from all the Tzadikim and Nachman Seikunius. It's Hashem, Rachel Yemeinu, my grandmother attacked it. Yeah, one more, let's do one more strong.
Yeah.
Let's finish off strong. Oh my gosh, give me my Neshama back. Lily, the blind cousin.
It's like different radio station.
Different radio station. Lily, give me a neshama back. Blind cousin.
So we're on for next Tuesday?
Yeah, well, I'll be the catcher of Ezra
Shem. Is that good for you?
What? You're going to do it on Tuesdays, though? Just cover my Tuesdays.
It's up to the doctor.
Next Tuesday should be fine.
But play by.
It's all
for
best for you.
I don't care.
Exactly.
Actually,
Tuesday's
better.
Well, now that we're here, next week, yeah? But let's be here. Oh man. La 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 Shabbos v'chodesh.